Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden. Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first murder committed in firelit caves to the electronically transmitted distress calls of deep space, we leave the 20th century filled with regrets. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. And when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Terror.
It pretty close, but it looks like we'll be at Gumpa Graveyard's place in time for Halloween.
Next year, we should have a family reunion at that spooky-tacular hotel. Get the whole graveyard gang together, check out different death rooms. It could really be an event.
Nah.
Yeah, bad idea.
Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween! It's Halloween now! I know some of you have been celebrating since September, and some of you celebrate all year round. All year. The whole year. Halloween is a very special time for us graveyards. We keep it in our hearts all the time, but only on the day do we, celebrate, candy and scary songs. Monsters. Hey, yeah, monsters! Let's meet a monster! Hey! Monster! Hey! Hey, this is the, Bovahi beast of the asteroid belt. He, skulks around my asteroids. What is it you do, beast? you do not! I didn't. And I ain't know that at all. So, where's all the neighbors then? No, I sent Mr. Peterson right on back home, but, you were waiting for him, weren't you? That does sound like a lot of blood. Ah, you're all right, Bovahi Beast. You're all right. So, anything else? Okay, let's do a scary story, I guess. Not you, you bright red elephant's ass! No one can understand a damn word, just let me do it. This story, this is a true one. This starts way back when I was just a babby graveyard. Back then there was a great forest growing up all around this house. On all the asteroids grew trees, glowing blue and soft in space's perpetual night. Between these tree-dotted asteroids ran a river. Not one of Annan water, but just as vast and cold. Swift eddies in the universe wove through the belt, invisible to the eye, unless something got caught in the current. The way I remember learning about this was, of course, the hard way. I don't recall anyone else being home. All I recall is sitting on the front porch, young as a fresh ghost, looking out into the trees. I thought I should like to climb up one and see if the bark was soft or rough. See how high I could get. See if there was anything new to see once I got to the top. I didn't find out. Not that day, because soon as I tried to hop from my asteroid to the next one, I got caught in the eddies. I ran my way down stream, hollering as I got bashed on the shores. I really don't know how long I was carried off. I woke up without ever realizing my conscious mind was sent off to the sound of someone singing softly and almost entirely off-key. I asked where I was, and the singing stopped. A young woman, pale blue like them trees, with the kindest eyes I maybe ever seen, came and sat down and told me I was clear on the other side of the asteroid belt. And she was, sorry to say, dead. No, I never been dead before, so I wasn't sure how to react. So to buy some time, I asked her for her name, and she gave it to me. I told her mine, and said I ain't never been dead before, and I was fairly worried about it. She told me it's nothing you can't get used to, and tossed a wink my way. And that is exactly how I met my dear, long-gone Gummer Graveyard. I was 14 when I died. And she and I stayed here long after the Blue Forest turned to rot. Ever since she moved on to wherever ghosts go when it is our time, I've been waiting patiently for my turn. I sure hope wherever I go, I wake up to hear her terrible singing.
Gumpa Graveyard!
How's Hosting going?
Fire! Finally you made it! I can't entertain these slack-eyed humans for another second!
Sorry, Gumpa. Ran into some trouble at a hotel on the way in. Hey, Bovahi the Beast. How's it hanging?
Righteous. So what's the wave, Gumps?
Huh?
What's the plan, Gumpa?
What?
Halloween is almost over. What are we going to do with our guests?
It's getting late. I'm sure these nice people have homes and Thanksgivings to get to.
Gumps, but we've come all this way.
Oh, quick compromisation. What about All Souls Night? We could totally toast that.
I'm too tired for all that, and I already told a whole dag story.
Come on, it'll be fun. Bovahi, you can recite the poem with us. How's that sound? I'll start, okay, Gumpa?
Go ahead, yeah.
You heap the logs and try to fill
the little room with words and cheer.
But silent feet are on the hill.
Ghosts of lovers young in death
go seeking down the worlds tonight,
remembering faces, warmth, and breath.
Then let the white-flaked logs burn low,
lest those who drift before the storm
see the gladness on our hearth and know
there is no flame can make him warm!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
The Theater of Terror was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. All Souls Night was written by Hortense King Flexner. Rate and review us on iTunes. Become a social being by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. For more horror, listen to all 16 episodes of The Hotel, wherever podcasts are available. The Theater of Terror was fortunate in securing the services of Mark Witten, Kelly Nynaltowski, and Graham Rowett. Music by Mark Witten, West Rodri, and Lauren Picorni. With respect to the old gray goose, this has been the conclusion of the Theater of Terror 2, The Hotel of Tomorrow. Happy Halloween!